Okie dokie. We are on. Vav Amud Beis?
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yes.
Amud Chelbo. Okay, starting from Amud Chelbo, which is the fourth to last narrow line on Vav Amud Beis. Okay? We're going to talk about, begin discussing the proper way to go to and from a Beis HaKnesses. Amud Chelbo, Amud Huna. Hayot mi beis hakneses. Hayot mi beis hakneses. Al yafsiya psiya gasa. One should not take large steps, right? Because it looks like he's running away as fast as he can from the Boreolam. Amra baye loy amran el lamefik. We only said this to leave the shul. Aval lameel, but to enter the shul, mitzvah lemarayit. It's a mitzvah to run to shul. Shenemar, because it says in Hosea, Perek Vav, Pasuk Gimel, quote, Nirdefa Lada'as Es Hashem. They ran after to know who God was. Amar Reb Zera, says Reb Zera, Meiresh, initially, Kevichazinu Hu Rabbanan, Dekarayti Lefirka B'Shapta. He says, initially, when I saw the rabbis, when I saw the Talmidei Yeshiva running to the shir on Shabbos, Aminaka Mechailan Rabbanan Shabbasa, I Shabbata, I would say that they were Mechal Shabbos. You can't run on Shabbos. Kevin Dishmaya Salahoi. But after I heard this teaching, the Rabbi Tanchan Rishub and Levi, after I heard the following teaching, Liolim Yaritz Adam Ladaber Halacha Afilu B'Shabbos, that a person should always run to hear words of Halacha, even on Shabbos. Shenemar Acharei Hashem Yelchu. After the words of God, you should go Ka'ara Yishag, like a lion who is roaring. Ananami Rahitini, I also started running, so initially thought it was Usher, and then he became the runner. Always run to the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And possibly a reason why is you have to fight. You have to fight atzlus, laziness. The way to fight it is by running through it. Amrav Zera, now a number of different rewards we're going to get. There's about five Maimer Chazals here. Amrav Zera, Agra Defirka, the reward for people who go to hear the words of the drashas from the Talmud Chacham, is ra'ata, is the running part. Again, lefum tzara agri, you get reward according to the effort, and the effort is put in the running. Amar Abai says, Abai, agra dekala ducha, the schar for the people who gather on Shabbos before the regal to hear the words of the Talmud Chacham, to say the halachas of the regal, is the pushing and shoving prior to the shir. Amar Rava, Agra Dishmaisa Svara, the primary reward for learning is not in knowing, but it's in the logic. Again, there's an idea of process. It's called the growth mindset, which is the process is more critical than the result. Amar of Papa, Agra de Beitamya Shtikusa, the primary schar for sitting in a base oval is on being quiet. Who is the one who's quiet? It's Machlokes and Mefarshim. The Aruch writes that we're talking about the oval. He's quiet, meaning he's accepted upon himself the yoke of Shemayim. Other people say it's the people going to pay a Shiva call, that they're quiet, and they're letting the oval do the talking. The primary schar for fasting on a Titus Sibur is the tzedakah that you give after the Titus is over for the purpose of the Aniyim. Amr of Sheshes, Agra Despeda, the reward for giving a eulogy, Deluyoi. Is the yelling that you cause other people to cry. You're supposed to cause other people to cry when you give a eulogy. Amar Avashi, Zokter Avashi, Agra de Behilule Mili, the primary schar at a, if you're mishtatef, if you partner in a chasana, in like a party, is the words of chizuk that you give at those events. Vaiter, Amar Avuna Kolim is Pala Achari Beis HaKnesses, whoever davens outside of a shul, Nikra Rasha is called a Rasha. Shinemar Shtetin Pasuk Tehillim Yud Beis Tes. Saviv Rishoyim, the surroundings, Rishoyim is Haleichun, the Rishoyim will walk. So we darsh from this, since they're outside, they are called Rishoyim. Amar Rabbi Eloi Amrin Ela Delei Haradar Ape Lebei Knishasa. We only say this if they turn their back on the shul. Meaning if the shul is facing this way and somebody was behind me outside, they would face towards the gym. That's somebody who's called a Rasha. Ava Mahadar Ape Lebei Knishasa. But if they're facing inside the shul, that is not necessarily called a Rasha. Right? The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah writes, there are three different criteria needed to become a Rasha. Number one, everybody's inside, they're outside. I mean, if you're outside with everybody else, that's okay. Number two, everybody's davening towards the Aron and you're not. Number three is that he is standing outside, directly outside the Beis HaKnesses, and he could enter, but he chooses not to. Okay. How a garvin de kamatz leachuri bei knishas. It was once an individual who was davening outside of the shul. V'lo mahadar apele bei knishas, and he didn't face the shul. He faced the other way, which we said before is a rasha. So what happens? Chalaf Eliyahu. So comes by Eliyahu Anavi Chazia, and he sees idamilei kitay. The person saw him not as Eliyahu Anavi, but he saw him as like an Arab merchant. Amr leis Eliyahu Anavi says this person kedug bar kayamet kami marech. Are there two different rishios and the two different rebbeinu shloms that everyone's davening one way and you're davening the other way? Whoa, so what did he do? Shalav Safsara Vikatle. He took out Eliyahu Novi, took out his sword, and he killed that individual. The moral of the story is, go into shul and look at the Aron Kodesh. Amli Umi Rabbanu L'Rav Bibi Bar Abai, says one of the rabbis to Rav Bibi Bar Abai, V'Amri Lai Rav Bibi L'Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. There's some say it was Rav Bevai who said it to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. My, what does it mean in Pasuk when it says in quotes, Krum, underline that word krum, because that's the word we're going to talk about. Zulas livnei adam. Krum, whatever that word means, something about going up, or it's a color, it's unclear. Zulos livnei adam, it's outside of the people. Okay? This is the following pasuk that's going after Saviv Rishayim Yisalechun, that on the outside Rishayim travel, and that's how we're going to analyze this pasuk. So the first thing is, these are the words kirum, that are above us, right? That tefillah goes above us. Which is, ubnei adam mezalzel behenem, people mezalzel, they treat it with disdain, so to speak. So it says, krum zulasi livnei adam. Krum, that which is above us, mezalzel, is treated with disdain by people. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shavar, they both say, kevenish shenistarech adam lebrios. When a person needs the charity of others, pun of mishtanas, his faces change, ke, krum. There's that word again. His faces change into different colors. Shinemer, krum, krum. His face changes. Zulas livnei adam. If he's mezalzel by other people, how is he mezalzel by other people? If he is needed by them. Okay, if he's about, if he needs tzedakah. Says the Gemara, my krum. What is this krum? Remember we spoke about that word? That's going to be underlined. What is the krum? So, ki asa Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi showed up, merits Israel to Bavel, Amar, there was one bird that was from the other side of the sea, Ukrum Shmo, and his name was Krum. V'kevan shechama zarachas, and when the sun would shine, misapik lekamikvanim, he would change into many colors. Similar a person, when he needs other people, his face changes, right? You turn all kinds, you ever hear the expression, to turn all different colors? That's what it comes from. Ravami Ravasi Damar Treveh, both Ravami and Ravasi says, kilu nidon b'shtei dinim, it's like he's judged by two different things. Eish umayim, fire and water. Shenemar, because it says in Tehillim, Perek Samachvav, Pasuk in base, quote, Hir kavta enosh l'roshenu banu ke'esh ubamayim. So how do we explain this Pasuk? Hir kavta enosh l'roshenu, that means when a person is needed by others, he needs others to lend him money, therefore he's going to be judged by fire and water. Fire and water, the Mepharshim explain, is that sometimes the red of your face goes out and turns white. Right? That's when you get embarrassed. So if you need somebody else, you get judged by two colors, the red and the white, the embarrassment, and then you turn white. Okay. Very important words. A person should always be careful to makdim, to make sure to say mincha at one of the earliest possible times. Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu, when he was by Har Carmel, when he gathered the entire nation to give them musar about listening to the Nevi'e Baal, lo ne'eneh, his tefillah was not answered. The fire did not come down to consume his korban. Ella, tefillah samincha, by the earliest man for the mincha. Shenemar, because it says in Malach, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Perek Yirches, Psukim Lamed Vav Lamed Zayin, it says, Vayhi ba'aloi samincha, and it was at the beginning of mincha. Vayigash Eliyahu Hanavi Vayomer. And Eliyahu Hanavi greeted there, met there, and he said, and the pasuk then continues how he demanded of, he made certain demands, he started yelling to Kodesh Baruch Hu, etc., etc., Aneni Hashem Aneni, and then everybody knew that he was the true Navi, because his prophecy was answered. Now the Gemara explains, why does the pasuk need to say the words Aneni Hashem Aneni twice? Quotes, Aneni Hashem Aneni. Aneni, number one, Sheterid Eish Min Hashemayim, number one, that the fire should consume the korban, and that he should be answered. And the second aneni is aneni shelo yomru ma'isek sof kshafim heim. It's the second aneni, so somebody should say, oh, really, that wasn't a Kadosh Baruch Hu coming with the fire. Really, it was an act of sorcery, which we have today, right? If anything ever happens, That was some magic trick. So Eliyahu HaNavi was davening that not only should the Kaddish Baruch Hu answer his tefillos, but it shouldn't be considered a magic trick by the Velt. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, af tefillos arvis, even when it came to Ma'ariv, you should daven at the beginning of this man, Shenemar, because it says in Tehillim, Kuf Mem Aleph, Pasuk Beis, quote, Tikon tefilasi, prepare my tefillah, Ketores Lefanecha, of the Ketores in front of you, Masa'az Kapai Minchas Erev. Okay, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, af tefillos shachar, so too when it comes to shachar, Shenemar, quote, Hashem Boker Tishma Koli, Hashem, in the morning you should listen to my voice, Boker E'erecha, when I wake up in the morning, Lecha Etzapeh V'Atzapeh, I turn to you and I yearn for you. So we have all this notion of what's called Zrizus Makdim L'Mitzvos. You should hurry up and do the mitzvos. My Shachris Min Chamar, say in the earliest time. The problem with Marv is we don't know. The earliest time is that after Shkiz, after Tseis. Okay. Right. V'amrim Chalbam Rav Huna, Kol Anene Misudas Chasin, Ve'eno Misam Chol. Let's say you go to a chasna, and you sit and you fress at the smorgasbord, and you don't misameach the chos and the kala over bechamesha kailos. You violate five different voices that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu would like to bless you. How do we know this? Shenemar, it says in Pasuk Yirmiyah, Perek Lamagimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, quote, kol, that's one, sasin, v'kol simcha, that's two, kol chasin, that's three, v'kol kala, the voice of the kala, that's four, Kol Omrim Hodu Es Hashem Tzvakos. And that's the fifth kol. So you see it says by the pasuk of Misameach Chasin V'Kala, five times the word kol, therefore if you don't Misameach Chasin V'Kala, you violate five of those. V'im Misamcho, and if you do make the Chasin happy in your own way, Mas Charo, what is your reward? Zok Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Omrim Yeshua Ben Levi, Zokha LeTorah, you merit Torah. Shenisne Bechamish Shekolos, because the Torah was given with five voices. Okay, Shenemar, because it says in Pasuk, Perek Yutes and Shmos, Pasuk Tezayin, quote, Vahi B'yom HaShlishi, and it was on the third, on Tuesday, B'yom HaShlishi, the third day they were there, B'yos HaBoker in the morning, Vahi Kolos, Kolos is how many voices?
Two.
Since it's plural, maximum, minimum, it's two. Uberakim, and there was thunder, V'anan and a cloud, Kaved Ala'ar, that was thick over the mountain, V'kol, Shofar, that's another one, that's two plus one is three. And then the mixer there in this pasuk, we have three kolos. And then the pasuk in the next pasuk in your test, it says, Vayhi kol shofar, that's the fourth kol, the kol of the shofar. And then Holech v'chazak ma'od, Moshe yidaber, v'ha'elokim, and God, ya'anenu b'kol. That was the fifth kol. So you see, by the giving of the Torah, there were fifth kolos. So when you're going to Misameach Chasin V'Kala, therefore you merit the five kolos of learning Torah. I could just say a little bit of a drasha. What was Maimon Har Sinai? It was the greatest chasana of all time. It was the chasana of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's another chasana? It's again, it's a union of a husband and wife. So all chasanas require five kolos. So if you go to their chasana and you celebrate, you're admitting to the chasana, the original chasana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Eini, by the way, people think sometimes it's Bittul Torah to go to a chasana. It is Bittul Torah if you go for the smorgasbord. It's not Bittul Torah if you go to Misameach Chasin V'Kala. Ain't is it so? Aye, is it so? That what we just said, that Matan Torah, there's five kolos, and that's it. V'oksi v'cholam royim is a kolos. There should be seven kolos when it came to Maimon Har Sinai. So it says, no. Osan kolos to kodu Matan Torah. Those two kolos were prior to about Matan Torah. Rabbi Abo Amar says, Rabbi Abo, whoever's Misameach Chasin V'Kala Ki'ilu Hikriv Toda, it's as if you brought a Korban Toda. Shenemar, because it says, Kol Sasiv, Kol Simcha, Kol Chasiv, Kol Kala. Then the Pasuk concludes, which you have in front of you, Mevi'im Toda Beis Hashem, bringing a Toda in the house of the Lord. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Ki'ilu Bana Achas Mechor Bez Yushalayim. It's as if you have built one of the places in Yushalayim that have been destroyed. Shenemar, because it says in Pasuk, Ki Ashiv Eshvus Haaretz, because I have returned what was desolate in the land, Kiva Rishona, like it was initially, Amar Hashem, saith the Lord. Okay, weiter. Now the Gemara is going to bring in additional statements from Chalbo in the name of Huna, vis-a-vis a person who has Yirah Shemayim. V'amrim Chalbo Rav Huna, Kol Adam Yesh Bo Yirah Shemayim, whoever has Yirah Shemayim, Dvariv Nishmoin. Other people are able to hear their words. His words are heard, right? Because the expression, Dvarim Ayotzim Alev, Nechnasim Alev. So how do you have a lev that gives it over? If you have Yir Shemayim, it's coming directly from the lev. Shenemar, but it brings a raya from a pasuk. The last pasuk in Koheles. Sof davar, the last thing, hakol nishma, everything is heard. It's Elokim, Yera, those who fear the Lord. That's the most important thing. Maiki zekol adam. What does it mean in pasuk when it says, because this is the entire mensch? Amar Blazer, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, says we're loved in the name of God. Kol olam kulo lo nivra ela b'shvil zeh. The whole world was created for this, that a person should have Yir Shemayim. That's why the world was created. So you could connect and be in awe of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Bar Kahana, Amar Shokul Zeh. This is equal. Yerushalayim is equal. Connected Kol Olam Kulo is equal to the entire world. Wow. Reb Shimon ben Azai Omer v'Amri Lei. Reb Shimon ben Zoma Omer Kol Olam Kulo Nivra Ella. The whole world was created. Litzavis Lazeh was for a chabura of people that have Yerushalayim. Okay, Vayter. The Gemara is going to bring additional mimers in the name of Chelbel in the name of Huna vis-a-vis. Saying Shalom Aleichem to other people. If you have a friend and he always greets you with a hello, Yaktim Lo Shalom, you should always greet him first with a Shalom Aleichem. I was once in a house, they played what's called a Dan Lakav Schus game. They played a Dan Lakav Schus game. That every time they saw somebody do something wrong, they would always try to Dan Lakav Schus. They say, I always pass this guy and he never says hello to me. So the Rabbi Machlis says, oh, it's Pashut, why? Because he wants you to be able to Mekayim this Maimer Chazal. He wants you to be able to say Shalom Aleichem first. That's why he doesn't say hello to you. So you got to greet him first, right? Yaktim lo Shalom. You should always greet somebody first. Shenemar, because it says in Pasuk, Bakish Shalom Virad Feu, right? That's a song. It's from Chavetz Chaim. But Bakish Shalom, run after Shalom, Virad Feu, and chase after that. Vim Nasan Lo. And if your friend gives you Shalom first, Velo Hichzir, and he doesn't return, Nikra Gazlan. Right? If you give to your friend that he doesn't return the Shalom Aleichem, he is called a Gazlan. Shenemar, because it says in Yeshaya, Perek Gimel Pasuk Yedalid, Va'atem bi'artem akerem, and you have destroyed the vineyard, Gzela sa'ani bibatechem, that is Gzela of the poor person in their house. So asks the Gemara question, Yochanan Mishum Yosi. I'm sorry, I should have explained what it said there. Why? How do we learn out that if he doesn't return Shalom, he's considered what? He's considered Gazlan. Because in that Gemara, there's somebody called an Ani who's been stolen from. What does an Ani own? How could you steal from an Ani? The Teretz is, the only thing you can steal from an Ani is Dvarim. So if he's greeted you with Shalom and you don't greet back, he has stolen from you. Amr Rav Yochanan Mishum Yosi, Shekadosh Minayim Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel. How do we know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu davens? Wow, what does that mean, a Kadosh Baruch Hu davens? Two possibilities. Either A, we're going to see Slichas, the Chazan's going to wear talis during Slichas. How do we know that? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu has shown us how to say Slichos by him wearing a talis. So the Rabbeinu Yoni here, I think it was Rabbeinu Yoni, so one of the Mepharshim here says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens, not because he needs to daven, because he needs to show us how to daven. Okay, that's one pshat. Another pshat, he's not davening, right, that's a good question. That's a question. If he's just showing us, he's not davening to anybody, he's just showing us what proper davening is. Beis, another interpretation is, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is davening kiviyachol because he has to, by giving us the institution of davening, that means he has to daven as well. Shenemar, it says in Pasuk, which we're going to read very much in the next couple of weeks, Vavyosim el har kachiv v'simachti b'beis tfilasi. Vavyosim, I brought you to the mountain of that is holy, v'simachtim, and I made you happy and rejoice, b'beis tfilasi, in the home of my tfilah, not your tfilah, but my tfilasi. Tfilasim lo nemar el tfilasi, not your tfilah, but rather my tfilah, namely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens himself. Mikan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mispal, we see from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens. Asks the Gemara, my matzli, what is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu daven? Good question. Amar Azutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav, Yiratzim lo fanai, let it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of me. Four things. Number one, Sheikh Bashu Rachamim Eskasi, that I should have the koach to hold back my anger. V'yigozlu Rachamim El Midasi, that the Rachamim, that the mercy should conquer all of my midos. Vesnag im bonai b'midas rachim, I should judge my kinder, my children, with mercy. And finally, ve'akadis lehem lifnim mishur sadin, they should be able to enter me beyond the letter of the law, and I should go beyond the letter of the law. Yeah, question. What? It's a great question, right? So A, he's showing us what to daven. Now I preempted that question, right? If you hold that he's showing us what to daven, that works very beautifully. If you hold that he's davening because he taught, because the way the system works, he created a system which we have to daven, therefore he has to daven, we'll get to that tomorrow, Mirtzah Shem. Have a wonderful day. But it's a great question.